I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My guest today is Zoe from Sweden, who has an MSc in neurochemistry from the University of Stockholm and the Medical University Karolinska Institute. She has a career in the research field of Alzheimer's disease and DNA vaccines, and has always had a holistic approach to restoring perfect health with her clients. Zoe is an internationally certified Kundalini yoga teacher and healer, and works as a psychic medium. She has also had a career in the music business as a singer and songwriter, and competed in the Eurovision Song Contest. We will hear her sing one of the songs she wrote at the end of the interview. I found the following information about her music on the internet. Zoe was born in Stockholm some 30 years ago and started her musical career at the age of 10 at the renowned Adolf Fredrik School of Music. During her early teens, she started to combine the classical training with her growing love for jazz, pop, and soul music at Kulturama. At 16, she participated in the Swedish Championship of Rock at the ABBA song, Thank You for the Music. At 21, she performed in the TV show Sitka Mot St. Janora as Mariah Carey with the song Anytime You Need a Friend, wearing the largest wig ever seen. To broaden her musical view, she went to the States and Berklee College of Music, a school with strong roots in jazz and soul. Filled with inspiration, she went back home to Sweden and started the band Soul Surfers, playing original funky music written by herself and other band members. Zoe has worked with different producers over the years, both as an artist and a songwriter, for example, Johan Aberg, who composed for Christina Aguilera, among others. During several years, she worked with the producer and bass player, Stefan Olsson, who produced Zoe's songs. In 2002, she participated in the TV show Melodifestivalen, which is the Swedish part of the Eurovision Song Contest, with her song Hollywood Do. Both Hollywood Do and the following single, Stumble, were frequently played on the radio in Scandinavia, and we will hear Stumble today. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Zoe, and I look forward to hearing about energy, DNA activation, and other methods of healing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Now first, do you think that every disease can be cured?
Well, that's a good question. Yes, I do believe that every disease can be cured. Almost every disease can be cured, with some exceptions. I think the most important thing to be able to heal any disease or imbalance is to actually believe that you can heal.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it doesn't really matter which method you're using, if it's healing or acupuncture or herbs or juicing, raw food, whatever. As long as you believe that you're going to get well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that your belief actually creates an energetic blueprint of your body, like outside of your body. And your physical body will adjust itself or create itself according to this energetic blueprint. So if you believe that you can get healed and so on, so your thoughts are creating this kind of blueprint for your health.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I also think that you have to believe that there is a great healing power and that this great healing power resides within you. And all of these different methods, I think, will facilitate this healing power to get activated. It's just different methods, and they're working in various ways. And some of them are a bit stronger, maybe, but all of them, I think, are invoking this great healing power in some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, I do believe that most almost every disease can be cured. Not really all of them, because mm-hmm. I do think that we actually sign up for different experiences before we are born. We sign what I call soul contracts,
mm-hmm.
and we do this prior to this incarnation that we're going into. And some people choose to go through really, really tough times during this lifetime, and also maybe signed up for a shorter lifetime. And so if someone's got a disease and it's that person's time to go, well, there's not much to do about that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Every person has their own way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Do you think that soul contracts can ever be changed after birth?
Yeah, I think so, actually. That is something that I experienced during my healing sessions. I do sometimes go in there and look at different soul contracts, and I are working with the soul contract with the client,
mm-hmm.
The higher self of the client, and also the client's spirit guide. So the three of us are having this meeting and see if we can change the soul contract, if we can
mm-hmm.
Break it some sort of way, or yeah, rewrite it, or what we can do about it. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's changeable.
Great.
Everything is moving, you know.
Right, right. Well, I find that more recently people that I've interviewed talk about epigenetics.
Yeah.
How that our thoughts can even influence our DNA,
mm-hmm.
which was unheard of 20 years ago. I mean, the DNA was so stationary.
Mm.
But even back when I was a nursing student back in the 50s, you know, there were certain things that were true, but then a few years later, they changed.
Everything changes all the time, so I'm very humble about life.
Right. I remember one thing was that you fed babies every 4 hours.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was set in stone that you fed babies every 4 hours. And then, you know, a few years later, it was a much more flexible schedule that you had for babies. And the other thing,
maybe when they're hungry.
Right. And the other thing I remember was that there were like 46 chromosomes in the gene, and then a few years later it was like 48 or something. And so even, you know, the biology was set in stone, but then it changed over time. So I think one must get used to change and live with it. And that's great.
Learn how to be flexible in life.
right.
Yeah.
And Zoe, what do you think is the number one cause of diseases?
Well, I think that the number one cause of disease is that we're not fully connected with Source, or God, or the universe, whatever you want to call it. The Source energy is not fully integrated in us, so the flow of life force in our energy system is not 100%. So there's this sort of dis-ease. So to be able to go from dis-ease to ease, when the source energy or life force or prana flows fully within us, we have to, first of all, be aware of it, be aware of this life force, and then consciously let it in. We have to let source energy, or we have to let God in. Even doesn't matter if you're religious or spiritual, but just to let this life force into your body and open up ourselves to let more of this life force in. So I think that's like the number one cause of disease, the disconnection with God. And for me, it all goes back to long, long way back to Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people know about Atlantis, but there was this ancient civilization called Atlantis, and it's not written in any history books, so you won't find it there. But we have to look at our history of the planet in a much broader perspective, I think. And I I do remember Atlantis myself. I lived there during different past lives. And, well, during that period of Atlantis, people lived in their full potential.
Mm-hmm.
There was this sort of like paradise on Earth. And the God power was fully integrated. And we had access to all of our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
We were really in our full potential. And but what happened was that, to make a very, very long story short, the God power that we had fully integrated started to being misused. And that was not allowed to happen, so it had to be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And what I remember doing together with others was that we shut down most of our DNA. We had to shut down about 90-95% of our DNA. So it was silenced, and that's exactly what the researchers are telling us, that 90-95% of our DNA is just junk DNA. It doesn't say anything, it doesn't code for anything, but I don't believe that. I really do believe that everything we have come from source or from the God,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
that it really codes for something. So what is happening right now is that we are awakening all of these parts of our DNA again, and we do that in many, many different ways so we can get connected to source again. So this disconnected that causes disease,
mm-hmm.
can cause disease, are now more and more, we're getting more access to our DNA and are connected to the source again.
Mm-hmm.
So this, that
mm-hmm.
this energy flow can be totally 100% in our body and in our energy system.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk more about the DNA activation, and I find that very exciting. And
yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that, Zoe. I had heard of Atlantis and Murison and through the Edgar Cayce readings, and
mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of people worldwide now are very familiar with Edgar Cayce and the work that
yeah.
he did, and he talked a lot about Atlantis in his readings.
Hmm. Yeah, I haven't read too much of his readings.
Mm-hmm.
I mostly have my own
mm-hmm. right.
my own memories and my own experience
mm-hmm.
from that, but.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's better, but there's a lot of missing pieces, though. I think it's more difficult to have the whole story.
It's more meaningful if it's been your own experience instead of someone else's.
Yeah, yeah.
Then, Zoe, how can we heal or whole ourselves?
Well, to be able to heal, to get healed, I think we have to enable the source energy to fully embody us, as I was talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
and this life force has to be able to flow totally freely everywhere, through all of our cells in our whole body. And for that to happen, we need to sometimes dissolve our blockages in our energy system that we have in our bodies, and because these blockages are blocking this flow of energy. And it can be, for example, like imprints in your body and, from this lifetime or from past lifetimes, if you believe in that, that needs to be dissolved. And because when there's a blockage in the body, the life force gets stuck,
mm-hmm.
so it cannot flow, and then disease is created. So it's because of the blockage of the energy flow that disease actually comes up.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we have to really understand this energetic perspective of our physical body. It's not just a physical flesh and blood kind of thing that we live
mm-hmm.
in. We are
mm-hmm.
energy beings.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think that blockage is both then internal as a result of our thoughts and the feelings, and also external as a result of our interactions, not only with people, but with food and other things like that?
I think they come from everywhere. And the thing is that when I work with clients and my people that are coming to my classes, you really have to go to the source of when it all started, when did mm-hmm. this blockage start.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get blockages from different experiences, like I said, past lives, or you can have inherited different patterns from your ancestors. I know that shamans are talking about 7 generations back, that you actually are formed from things that have happened
mm-hmm.
7 generations back. And, of course, everything that surrounds us in our environment. And, you know, you can create blockages on all the levels of you, like emotional blockages and mental
mm-hmm.
blockages,
mm-hmm.
spiritual, and like in your soul, and that manifests as physical blockages.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Zoe, I talked to someone recently who told me that all illness can be treated with energy. And it got me to thinking that I wrote a theory about 40 years ago, and I revised it over 35 years, and it was a theory energy of healing. But I looked at things like meditation as energy, nutrition as energy, herbs as energy, our interactions with others as energy. So I looked at a variety of different things as energy. Do you see these all as energy and as something that is helping us rebalance in our body?
You mean all of these different
like
methods?
Treating, like nutrition, like energy healing, Reiki, meditation, yoga, even chiropractic realignments. Are these all, would you see these all as some sort of helping to rebalance energy in the body?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I do believe that. Because everything contributes to your energy system in many different ways. And I think the basics of healing is that you really have to understand the energetic perspective of healing. And as I said before, that we're creating this energetic blueprint, and that's what we're projecting outside of us, and then it reflects back, it mirrors back, and creates our physical body. So we really have to be aware of this blueprint that we are surrounded ourselves with, and work with that energetic blueprint in many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a good way to look at it, that you have this blueprint around you and you're working with that energetic body of yourself.
Mm-hmm. And Zoe, how then would these energies relate to Source? That's one thing I have a little difficulty with, because I see Source more often as a higher, as God or a higher Source, but maybe that concept isn't broad enough.
I actually have a little bit of a problem understanding it also, because I think it's difficult for us to understand from our perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But my view on this is that source energy, like the real source, that energy is very, very high frequent, high vibrational energy. And if we would take that in, like from the real source, we could not really, we weren't able to be alive because it's too high vibrational for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I see source energy as sending out different flavors of energy, different ways of energy from source.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we are able to integrate in our energy system. So that's my explanation of this. But I know it's kind of difficult to understand this.
Well, that leads then to another question that would be as we move from third dualistic vibrations to a fifth dimension, which is what we are aiming for, where we have a higher consciousness, would we be more amenable to that source energy?
Yeah, definitely. We're moving up in energetic vibration, so we will be able to integrate more of that high vibrational energy, and our bodies will be more sort of fluid and, transparent in a way, much lighter. And I feel that already the last couple of years, or like three, four years back, I was more solid than I am right now. I feel more fluffy in a way. I don't know if other people can tell, but I feel more transparent. And like I'm moving in and out of different dimensions. And sometimes actually people are bumping into me if I go go in town. I'm pretty small, but not that small, but people are just walking right through me as if they don't see me. And that happened a lot. I think it was one year ago. I had this period of everybody just bumping into me all the time. I'm like, what is this? And then I was talking to my guide, and he told me that, yeah, you're moving in and out of dimensions, so people can't see you. I'm like, I'm still here. don't walk over me. It's like a ghost.
Isn't it exciting? I think that this moving toward a higher dimension is so exciting, and to see changes that are coming about worldwide, that there's slowly less negativity in the world as a result of this rise in consciousness, and that people are beginning to have more voice in what's going on. I think it's just an exciting period to be alive.
Yeah, it is. It's so beautiful.
right. Yeah. Then, Zoe, you perform DNA activation, and this is something that I am very interested in and have done a little bit of reading. Can you tell us something more about this?
Yeah, the DNA activations that I do will actually activate our receivers of source energy so we can receive more of this high vibrational energy that we're talking about. And it's one way to get connected to source or to God again. And what I do is that I share different awakening codes that will activate certain parts of the DNA. And those codes were hidden at the last fall of Atlantis, as I was talking about earlier. We had to shut down our DNA. And as we shut it down, we had to hide those keys and those codes for the awakening. So I'm sharing those codes and those keys that I've been keeping inside of myself, and I've been hitting on different places on the earth and on other in other spheres and other planets. And so I'm taking all these keys and codes, and I'll share those with other people. And I do that in person and through a lot of YouTube videos that I have on my website, recordings. And I've also programmed crystals with DNA activational codes. So that's how I share them. And, I can't really go through them in detail, but if people are interested, they can read more on my website about them. But there are different sets of codes. The light codes to awaken Christ consciousness, and then you have the codes of Atlantis, three sets of codes, the Zesimi codes, the new Christ energy, and the Ra, or the sun energy, and also something called the golden frequency. And so there are different codes in a way, and they're awakening different parts of the DNA. The golden frequency, that is actually facilitating to integrate new parts of DNA, not only those parts that have been shut down, but we also actually took out. We removed a lot of codes during the last fall of Atlantis, and the Golden Frequency are helping to integrate those lost parts again. So it's really, really exciting, and I get a lot of feedback from my clients and from people all around the world saying that this is really a turning point for them, and that makes me really happy. And I just do my part in this awakening process. I share my codes that I'm supposed to do, and and other people, they do their DNA activations, and I'm not really sure what the other people are doing according to this DNA activation. I haven't really tried that much, but I just follow my own guidance and share my energies that I'm carrying. So yeah, it's really, really exciting.
Now, the DNA activation, does that then help to increase one's consciousness?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It has a little bit a different effects on different people, of course, and the different codes are activating different parts. Some people are experiencing a lot of turmoil and sort of like darker parts of them that are coming up, and that they have to dissolve some kind of karma or something. So, but it all leads to this oneness, consciousness, and part of the awakening process in many different ways. For example, the light code to awaken Christ consciousness, as I call it, I put my hands on the head, and I work down this light beam to the sacrum. I don't know what it's called in English, but and there's this light explosion in the body. And that code is said to activate the part of the DNA that that allows us to show the light again. Because a lot of us so-called light workers feel that, oh, I have to do something in the world. But there's something that stops them, something that they can't really understand. And some people that I've met can really get help from this light code, because that will awaken that part of the DNA saying that you're not allowed to show the light. But this will awaken that part. So yeah, it's really, really interesting.
Right. I think it's interesting that you're able to do this in so many different ways too, like through the crystals. And through one-on-one contact, or through, you know, the videos. I think it's interesting.
Yeah, those crystals that I've programmed, they're constantly upgraded, because I get access to more and more of these frequencies of the Golden Frequency. So I download, sort of like a computer, I download to the crystals all at the same time. And the last download I did was in December 2014, just the day before New Year's. So it was kind of interesting. So all of the crystals are upgraded at the same time. And most of the crystals are in Sweden right now. We're creating this very strong, solid light base, like a light grid, with all of these crystals. So it will help the owner to keep the light no matter what. That's why I started with this program, crystals, in the first place.
People use these crystals for healing as well as increasing their consciousness, which I guess go together, but do people focus on them for healing also?
Oh yeah, they. I've heard some stories about people have used the crystals for healing. I think I have one person who she had some small pieces of glass in her foot, and she couldn't get them out. And then she just got this message saying that, oh, you should use the crystal, use the crystal, use the crystal. And so she just put the crystal to to her heel where it was, and then she just pressed on the skin, and then the glass, the small pieces of glass, just popped out. So, and she's been trying different things for at least, I think, that was 1 or 2 days before, but nothing worked. So, yeah, that's one story, and I've heard a lot of stories working with the crystals for healing.
It's interesting, crystals and all kinds of gems and their influence on health. Mm-hmm. I have some moldavite, which was very popular some years back. People felt that that was one of the great things for healing. And then I have a pair of Boshi stones. And they're from the United States, but they're male and female. And you actually, if you hold them in both hands, you can feel a difference in the two.
I think
that's interesting. They also have one Boshi stone that is both male and female. But it's interesting, when you hold these in your hand, you can actually feel vibration from them, which I think is very interesting. I mean, this is with all gems, with crystals too. I think that's very interesting, and I'm sure that when you have worked with them on the DNA, there must be a lot of vibratory activity in these crystals. Zoe, you also give healing form called Nordic Light Healing. Can you tell us about this and maybe compare it to other healings such as Reiki?
I call my healing form Nordic Light Healing. It's always difficult to explain something that comes so natural to you, but I'll try. I just start by connecting very, very high with this high vibrational energy. And most of the time I work with Christ light and also with the unconditional love as well. And then I just surrender myself to source or whatever, and just asking for the highest good for that person that I'm working with. And then I look at the body, and I see the energy system of the person, and I, most of the time, I turn on my, what I call my X-ray sight, and I see the organs from inside. I can see if there's a tumor. I can see if the tissues are damaged in a way. So I just scan the whole body, and then sometimes I do energetic surgery with a laser beam or different kind of tools that I use, and I heal damaged tissues and dissolve things that should not be there, like tumors and stuff. I do that by surrounding and soak that part with so much light until it dissolves energetically. I'm working with the energy body. I'm not working with a physical body. Right. So I'm changing the blueprint. I remove energy blockages and cleansing the system, strengthening the energy system, sometimes cut unhealthy energy cords to other people or events in the past to just clear out everything. I work with very high frequent energy, and I think that really worked for me in changing the this blueprint. Right now, I'm working on some new recordings where I transfer different energies and work on the energy system through recordings in many different ways. And of course, this is not a personal healing session. Is very general, but like cleansing the energy system, strengthening the energy system, balancing the chakras, or do specific organ healings. And I do that through recordings, and I transfer the energy through that recording. It's really, really interesting that it works. And if I should compare it to other healing forms, like, I don't know, Reiki, and I haven't worked with Reiki anything, but I've tried it several times. I think it's difficult to compare it with other forms, but for me, it's just different flavors of energy, as I've been talking about earlier, that and some are more effective than others, and some of are more low in frequency and high in frequency, and different flavors of energies. And I think all different healing forms are important, because everyone cannot come to me and receive my high frequent energy, because that's not good for them.
Right.
And it's better for them to go to another healer. So, yeah, I think it's just different flavors of energy. And yeah.
And how long does it usually take when someone comes? Does it take a series of sessions, or is it usually one session, or how long?
Well, it's difficult to generalize, but you can heal instantly if you really believe in it and it's your time to get healed, and it can go like 1 second almost. But what I do recommend, and my clients that are coming to me, we're doing up to 3 sessions, maybe 4 sometimes. When I do many sessions, I usually have to work a lot with their brain and their belief systems and the connections, the synapses, what do you call it in English? Yeah, all those wirings that you have. So you have to change the wires. You have to disconnect some patterns, and really do brain surgery energetically, so that they will change their thought patterns of them getting well, and so changing their belief system.
And Zoe, do you only see people in person, or do you do sessions over the phone, or do you use Skype, or how do you do your
sessions? I do sessions, healing sessions on a distance as well. So usually I do not use Skype, but I just mail my observations or after the healing session. So, and it works fine on a distance. You do not have to be present. So it's very good, because then I can work with clients all over the world. So it's really nice.
And are you able to work with all types of health problems?
Well, yeah, I do. I have no limitations, really, but sometimes I feel like I'm not the right person. So then I just say that, and maybe we can give it a try, but I'm not sure if I can help you. I'm very open and honest with that, because I don't really believe that I can do everything,
of course.
So, but if I can do something, I'll do it, and leave the rest for the client, because it's not me healing. Actually, I don't really like calling myself a healer, because I'm not a healer. It's the person healing itself. I'm just facilitating the healing to take place. So that's the way I see it.
I think it's the same with all people. There are people that I relate to better than other people, and I think it's that way with everyone, and it's the same with healers. I have a heart problem that was discovered about a year ago, and I've never had any health problems, and I'm 82. The only thing I've ever had was cancer back 40 years ago. I treated it all naturally after being given a 6-month prognosis, so I refused chemo and surgery and did it all naturally. But then I developed this heart thing, and so I tried a new cardiologist recently, and I just couldn't, I couldn't interact with him, and so I gave him one chance, and that was it. And so I went back to the one I had previously. But there's some people that just I click with, and some people I don't. And I think part of the problem is because I don't like drugs, and I don't like taking some of the things that they want me to take when I can find natural ways to do it.
Exactly.
Then that ruffles their feathers, and so, and I think, you mentioned that some people have higher vibrations than others, and they can tolerate, you know, a higher vibratory intervention than, you know, other people. So I think that, you know, some people do, you know, you help can help some people, and other people can help people, and it depends on where we all are in our life experience. So I think that's great that you, you know, refer them on if they're not something that you can help with.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Zoe, is there anything else you would like to say before we look a little bit more at your services and how the listeners can reach you?
I'm thinking about the competition. Did you talk to Karina about the competition?
No.
Yeah. I think she mentioned it somewhere that I could, if people are interested, they could get a healing session from me. Yeah.
No, I
don't know how
I think
how
she
many.
Did mention it, but
yeah.
Since my show is not live, I don't know how that works.
Well, I can put up something on my website that they can sign up for.
Oh, great.
So
good.
When you know when it's going to broadcast, you can just tell me and I put it up on my website and they can go there and join the competition.
Oh, okay.
That might be good. Yeah.
So then when the show is, if the listeners then will watch my website for the show and then go to your website and sign up, then that they should be able to get into the competition, right?
Yeah, and I can have the competition up for like 2 weeks or something.
Great.
I don't know. Yeah.
Good.
So they can join.
And tell us then about the competition, Zoe.
Yeah, I would like to invite people that are listening to join this competition. I'm giving 3 healing sessions on a distance. So if you just go to my website, you will find where you can sign up for this competition. So, yeah.
Or actually, they could do it after the show. For the 2 weeks after the show, right?
Yeah.
Good. Let's do that then. I will advertise the show, of course, the week before, and then they can watch the show, and then they can sign up after the show for the 2 weeks for the competition. That would be great. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah. And then would you tell us a little bit more about your services and how listeners can reach you and your website and things like that?
If you want to reach me, you can go to my website. It's www.zoeland.org. So it's zoeland.org. And you will be able to read about all the DNA activations. I will be coming to the U.S. During this year, so you can just look at the events and see where I'm at. And also, if you want to invite me to some place to do these DNA activations or other workshops, you can just contact my assistant. And, yeah, you can read about the DNA activations and book a healing session and look at all the other interesting stuff that I'm doing with crystals and the law of attraction and everything. So I do many, many different things, but it all comes to one thing, and that is to come home to self-empowerment. That's my statement.
Now, one of your many things is singing.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a song that you could send me that I could put on my website and in the show with your interview?
Oh, that would be great. I can think about that. because I sort of ended my musical career several years ago, but I do sing.
Great, good.
I sing nowadays as well, but I'll see what I have.
I always like to promote what the people I interview are doing. that, especially if it's something music that or a musical instrument or something that people kind of like to listen to. Since you have such a broad range of expertise, and it's, and this was just one that I thought would be kind of fun to listen to some of one of your songs.
Yeah, I really use my voice nowadays to heal, I think. I used to use my performances and my voice to just do a performance. Mm-hmm. But now I use my singing in a totally different way to transfer healing energies, I think. That's what people are saying when they're listening. So,
and I think that is so important, because I have just started a holistic cancer foundation. How mine is different from everyone else's, or most people's, is that it's a holistic one. And so I am putting things like music, because I think sound is a very important intervention, and especially music. And I'm putting like affirmations, meditation, visualization, how you do these things, research on them, all types of the mental, spiritual things that are not usually included when the doctor prescribes interventions for cancer. And so I think that the music is so important.
Yeah, it is.
And there has been research that has showed that it helps with healing and reduces the need for pain medication and shortens hospital stays and things like that. So music is for healing, which is what you say you're doing now. That's very important. That's
It's really important.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a beautiful foundation that you have. Wow.
I'm just getting started. It's taken me 2 years to get, you know, the 501c3 approval from Internal Revenue. Mm-hmm. And so I'm in the process. I'm starting out very slowly because I've, you know, I'm on a fixed income, my retirement, so I don't have a lot of money that I can put into it right now. It will get there in God's time, right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So if you will give us your website.
Yeah. My website is www.zoeland.org. It's zoeland.org.
Mm-hmm. Great. And is there anything else you want to say in parting?
Well, I just feel so honored to being... I just feel so honored to do this work on the earth right now and be in this process of awakening. I'm just feeling so grateful and honored.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I am very happy that you're doing this work also, because it's such important work to, you know, move toward a higher, to help people move toward a higher level of consciousness and to move closer to Source. And that is just so important. And so I admire you for doing this. And I appreciate very much the opportunity to have you on my show.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel very, very honored to being on your show. It's a great show that you're doing. Great job. Wow.
Thank you.
Zoe. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'll be in touch.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. We will now hear Zoe singing her song, Stumble.
The way home, I got no identity, nowhere to go. I did everything to get accepted, to feel important, get respected. Reading a book, wearing high heels to look smart. When I was totally lost, I stumbled over the way home. I tried to see my inner reflection in other people's complexion. I guess that was a stupid thing to do. Understanding who I am.
I thank you for joining me today. I invite you to my websites, holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all of the previous shows for the last 6 years under the blog. You'll find information on books that I have written, ebooks, and soft cover books. On my second website, beatlungcancer.net, you will find most of the shows that I have been interviewed on to discuss the natural interventions that I used when I had lung cancer 40 years ago. You will also find that book for sale if interested. I also invite you to join me on Facebook under my name or under Beat Lung Cancer or Holistic Health Show. I invite you to join me on LinkedIn under my name, Carl Helvey. And I also invite you to join me on Twitter under Holist Health Show. I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to seeing you again next time. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host.